This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 65% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where voting concluded at 4 p.m. 683 candidates, including 73 women, are in the fray in this phase. Voting was also held today for the by-elections in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. This includes 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country. Mr. Modi said, "We have 5 focus points, including prevention from diseases, affordable screening of ailments, use of technology in treatment, and providing best healthcare services for the well-being of the common man." President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote a heritage, but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a 3-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various development projects in the Union Territory, including Sports Arena and Zanda Chowk School and Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, the president lauded the efforts of Union Territory of Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli administration in tourism, education and industrial development of the region. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today met with Politburo member of the Communist Party of Vietnam and President of Ho Chi Minh National Academy of Politics, Dr. Nguyen Xuan Thanh in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders discussed various issues of mutual interest, including the role of emerging technologies for further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Vietnam. Minister of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that the government is committed to encouraging talent and providing support to those in the gaming, animation and entertainment sectors. He said that the government has set up the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, IICT, as a national center of excellence in this direction. Addressing a press conference on the sidelines of the India Game Developer Conference, IGDC, on its opening day in Hyderabad, he said the institute will operate under public-private partnership, PPP model, with 52% stake held by FICCI and CII and 48% by the Government of India. Mr. Jaju also informed that Prasar Bharati's own OTT platform will be launched at the inauguration of IFFI in Goa on the 20th of this month. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. A 2-judge bench has also issued pan-India guidelines to prevent unauthorized demolition of properties. Himachal Pradesh High Court today quashed the appointment of 6 chief parliamentary secretaries and declared the law under which the appointments were made as void. A division bench of the High Court comprising Justices Vivek Thakur and B.C. Negi also directed that all the facilities and privileges of these CPSs be withdrawn with immediate effect. The court declared the Himachal Pradesh Parliamentary Secretaries Appointment Salaries, Allowances, Powers, Privileges and Amendments Act 2006 as void. In badminton, India's 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.